Welcome to the Watermark Church Podcast. Today's podcast is from our fourth birthday, Rip Off the Roof. Let's listen in.
So I got 5 to 10 minutes here. You guys can roll with me really fast, right? And so here we go. I'm just going to preach. I do not believe in ending a service. I know we share dreams and visions about what we've done. But listen, we got to talk about what God's going to do. And I really want to talk about, just for a few minutes, and the scripture verse is going to be on the screen. It's Mark 2, 2 through 12. And I'm not going to read it word for word, but I'm going to describe what happens to you, because here's my encouragement. You need to dive in the word, your daily bread. And so this week, I'm going to encourage you to read through Mark 2, 2 through 12. Just read the whole chapter, because this is such an important chapter and book of verses, because the story is one I preach almost every year in our birthday. And it's the same message, because I want us to ingrain this in our heads. And so the story is that four friends had a heart because their paralyzed friend is paralyzed. He can't move, he can't walk, and he's paralyzed. And so these four friends decide, if they know about Jesus, and they said, if we can just bring him to Jesus, maybe Jesus can heal our paralyzed friend, because we know Jesus heals. Amen? And we believe in the power of healing. So they said, if we just bring him to Jesus, he will heal. So these four friends take four different corners of the mat, and they carry their paralyzed friend, and they carry him to this building where Jesus is at. They know where Jesus is at. So they go to this building, they're all standing there, and they look, and there's a crowd of people overflowing outside the building. And they're thinking, there's no way we're going to get it. There's no way. And so most of us, including me sometimes, if you see that, you say, maybe we can just wait outside till Jesus comes out. Maybe we'll wait for a different time. But don't you just love it when you have friends who just have tenacity, who said, we're going to get this done right now. Like, especially when it involves Jesus. And we just said, we're going to press forward. And so these friends go, I don't know if it was one person or what, they just said, I got an idea. Let's go to the roof and lure him through the roof down to Jesus. Okay? This is Bible times. So they go to the top of the roof, ladders or stairs, I don't know. They get to the top of the roof with the paralyzed guy, and then they start ripping off the roof. Now think about this. In those times, it's like thatch roof. If you guys know anything, those roofs in Mediterranean, it's so hot, the Mediterranean sun is just baking that roof, and most of those roofs are made out of timber, and it's made out of mud, you know, dried mud and dried poop, probably. Sorry to say that in church, but I'm just this truth. And so it's good for glue. So here's this. Now imagine, most of us, my wife will say, when it gets really hot, she likes it, but she kind of gets irritated when it gets really hot. She's like, I'm just sweating. I'm not. Now imagine everybody inside and Jesus, and it's hot inside, and all of a sudden you start like this dirtiness starts falling on you because somebody's ripping off the roof. Instant irritation, right? And all of a sudden you look up like, what are these guys doing? What are these guys doing? And these four guys rip off the roof and they lower the guy, they lower the paralyzed guy in front of Jesus. This is crazy. Think about it. They lower the guy in front of Jesus, and as they lower him, Jesus looks at him and he says, and he first says, and they're saying that this guy needs to be healed. And Jesus turns to him, and I love this. This is the first thing he does. Jesus looks at the paralyzed guy, and he says, your sins are forgiven. And some people say, blasphemy. How can this guy do it? And of course, he's the Son of God. He forgives sin. And I love it, because before he even does anything physically, he does something spiritually. Because I'm telling you this morning, listen, there's healings are great. Physical healings is awesome. But the greatest miracle in life is a heart change. Bill, you can attest, right? Jim, you know what I'm saying? Ken, Mary, you can say. Think about us. The greatest miracle in life is a heart change. So Jesus forgives him his sins, and you know what I'm saying? And he turns all of a sudden, which is crazy because he forgives us. He's a paralyzed guy. How much sin can you really do when you think about it? I'm just saying. Think about it. But of course, you have thoughts of sin and everything. And then he does this. He leans over the guy and he says, your sins are forgiven. And he says, next he says, take up your mat and walk out of here. He came in the roof and he came out, he goes out the front door. Think about this, because when the Lord touches you, you always walk away differently. Isn't this true? When the Lord touches your life, you always walk out different, and you don't usually end up going out the same way you came in. Is that true? You walk out someplace different. And I love this because the four friends, they said they built a mat, they ripped off the roof, and they put him before Jesus. And here's what I want to say to you. Who will you build a mat for this year? Who are you? Who will you build a mat? Who will, and I love what Bobby said, between the water parkers and the signs and the nurse. I tell people every Sunday when we do prayer time, every time you pray for a kid in nursery, every time you hand out bulletins, every time you come up here and do worship music, every time you're just setting up coffee stations, whatever you're doing, every time you do this, you're literally ripping off the roof so someone can see Jesus in a better way. We have to put people in front of Jesus, because I believe with all my heart, when people are in the presence of the Lord, things have to change. Things change, lives change, and things change in our lives. And so one of the things I want to say is this: we cannot lead other people where we have not been. We can't lead people where we have not been. One of the few years ago, I preached a message about you can't give what you don't have. It's interesting because when you look at the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, kindness, all these things, when you look at the fruits of the Spirit, some of us are trying to go into a situation to bring peace. But listen, if there's not peace in our heart, it's hard for us to bring peace to a situation when we don't have peace in here. When we're trying to bring joy to a situation, if we don't have the joy of the Lord as our strength, then how do we bring joy to a situation? When we don't know the love of Jesus Christ, we don't know the love of the Lord, then how do we bring that to somebody else? Because in order for you to bring it, you gotta have it. It's interesting because not saying you got to master it, it's just saying how do you lead people to a place you've not been? So my challenge for us is this: where are you at? Because everybody in this room has a next step. Everybody in this room is making a decision one way or another. And it's interesting because even though it seems weird, it took these four friends to rip off the roof so the one guy can see Jesus. So we are helping people see Jesus in a better way. One of my favorite scripture verses of this year, and I'm not saying this is my 2017 scripture verse, but it's something I love. 2 Corinthians 5:14 says, if you write that down, 2 Corinthians 5:14 says, for Christ's love compels us. For Christ's love compels us. I have a worship team up here. We're going to end in celebration, but I just want to share this. In our lives, everybody has a next step. One of the things I tell our congregation, you guys, every single week, even as your pastor, we all have to take a next step. Some people's next step, maybe it's getting water baptized, or maybe it's getting involved or whatever it is, but I really believe in your spiritual journey, there's always a next step. And I'm gonna end by sharing a story with you. If you can put that picture up of the starfish. It says, once there was a man walking along the beach. The sun was shining, and it was a beautiful day. And off in the distance, this man could see a person going back and forth from the surf's edge to the beach and from the water back and forth. And as he approached the man, he could see that there was thousands of starfish stranded on the sand as a result of the natural action of the tide. The man was struck by an apparent futility of the task, saying, there's too many starfish. How are you going to do this? Many of them were to sure die. As he approached, the person continued the task of picking one starfish, and as he would pick one up, he would pick it up and throw it back in the ocean as fast as he could. He came up to the person, he said, man, you must be crazy. There are thousands of miles of beach covered with starfish, thousands of miles, and you're by yourself. You can't possibly in your mind think that you can make a difference. Your mind, there's no way. You can't make a difference. The person looked at the man and he stooped down toward one of the starfish. And as he reached down to that one starfish, the words of this other guy echoed in his head, saying, "You can't make a difference." And he looked at the starfish, whipped it back into water, and says, "I made a difference to that one. That one I did." Everybody stand up this morning. I'm going to tell you this. Here's the truth. Romans says it this way. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good for those who love him." Romans 5:8 says, "God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that we were still sinners, that Jesus Christ died for us and with our sin." And he says he died on the cross. I'm telling you, as a person who made a decision to follow the Lord, we think all the time, just whips one back and says, "Didn't make a difference for them." Listen, the cross made a difference in this guy. Not just once, every single day. And maybe you feel this morning like somebody brought you this morning. Maybe you're the person that somebody ripped off the roof for, and somebody brought you to church, and you're now before the Messiah, and he looks at you, and you're just saying, "I need to be healed this morning. Not just a physical ailment, but I need my heart to be healed this morning." And I said, you are in the right spot this morning.
Thanks for listening. Join us next week as we continue the series, Our Story.